but nii vaiksed on.
But anyway, it is wonderful to pray for what is lost.
Aga on võrratu palvetada selle pärast, kes või mis kadunud on.
And you have seen toys.
Ja te olete näinud nüüd seda kilpkonna, ja.
You've seen that animal, haven't you?
Te olete näinud seda looma.
Obama didn't come.
Pardon?
Obama did not come. Oh, he was making a joke last night about Obama being invited, but not being able to come.
Et Simon tegi eile nalja sellest, et Obama
Queen Elizabeth didn't
come. Aga ta ei tulnud ja kuningana Elizabeth ja kes veel kõik.
But Toys came.
Aga see kilpkon nimega Toys, et tema tuli.
And I can remember going into our living room and seeing cushions everywhere and toys. And there in the middle was Toys. Yes, I see.
Ma mäletan, kui ma läksin meie elutuppa, ma võisin mängu asju igal pool näha ja nii tiivani patju ja siis oli keskel see padi ja seal oli see väike kilpkon peal.
Well, we lose many things, don't we?
Me kaotame palju asju ära, kas pole nii?
But recently, I think it's about a year ago.
Aga hiljuti, ma arvan, et võibolla kuskil aasta tagasi.
Somebody told me about a couple that divorced.
Rääkis keegi mulle abielu paarist, kes lahutas.
They had children, young children, about 4-5 years old.
Neil olid väiksed lapsed, 4-5 aastased võibolla.
And this is in one of our churches in England.
Ja see oli ühes koguduses, meie kogudustest Inglismaal.
And it happened, the divorce happened about 20 years ago.
Ja see lahutus leidis aset võibolla kuskil 20 aastat tagasi.
And then the boy would pray with his mother every night.
Ja siis see poiss palvetas igal õhtul oma emaga.
And he said, please bring my father
Palun too mu isa tagasi.
He lost his father.
Ta kaotas oma isa.
And every night he prayed, please bring my father back.
Ja igal õhtul ta palvetas, palun too mu isa tagasi.
Because mom would say, what do you want?
Sest ema ütles, et mida sa tahad.
He'd say, I want my father.
Ta ütles, ma tahan oma isa.
And after 20 years,
ja 20 aastat läks mööda,
the father repented.
Siis isa parandas meelt.
And came home.
Ja tuli koju.
And they were married again.
Ja nad abiellusid uuesti.
And the best man was that boy.
Ja pulmas oli selleks isameheks nende poeg.
Isn't that lovely? He found his father.
Ta leidis oma isa.
And I think that boy was so proud.
Ja ma arvan, et see poiss oli nii uhke.
Oh, to find what is lost.
Et ta leidis selle, kes oli kadunud.
And there are so many stories we could tell on there about that kind of thing. I'm sure we all know stories we could tell.
Ma olen kindel, et me kõik teame lugusid sellest teemast, mida me võiks rääkida.
But we don't want to leave Paul in prison too long.
Aga me ei taha jätta Paulust vanglasse kuigi kauaks.
If you were here last night, we left Paul in prison.
Kui sa olid eile õhtul siin, siis Paulus jäi meist vanglasse.
So we must get him out quickly.
Et me peame ta sealt ruttu välja aitama.
This is in Acts chapter 16.
See on Apostlite 16.
And I think a lot of you were not here last night.
Ja ma arvan, et päris paljud teist ei olnud siin
eile. So let me just remind you what we said.
Nii et ma tuletan lühidalt meelde, mida ma ütlesin.
And by the way, if any of those children are bad, they will not have sausages.
Ja muide, kui keegi nendest lastest käitub halvasti, siis nad ei saa neid vastu.
And so we must have the same rule here.
Nii et meil peab siin ka sama reegel kehtima.
So I'm watching you.
Et ma jälgin teid.
Anybody who sleeps.
Kui keegi jääb magama.
I'm not saying I will eat your sausage, but...
Ma ei luba küll, et mina need vorstid ära söön,
aga... reduce your rations.
Aga me vähendame sinu portsu igal.
So no yawning.
Ei mingit haigutamist.
Okay, and also, you don't eat till I finish.
Ja ka selle ajani ei tohi üldse süüa, kuni ma lõpetan.
And Simon has told me, I can speak as long as I like.
Ja Simon lubas mulle ennem, et ma võin rääkida nii kaua, kui ma vaid tahan.
I think he wants me to speak till 5.
Ja ma arvan, et ta tahab, et ma räägiksin kella 5.
At least.
Ja vähemalt 5.
And so, if I normally go on a bit longer as well, we'll finish about 5 to 6. How much can you eat in 5 minutes?
Kui ma tavaliselt kõneleksin veel kauem, aga me siis lõpetame võibolla 5 minutit enne 6, et kui palju sa 5 minutiga suudad ära süüa?
Well, yesterday we looked at this missions team in Acts 16.
Eile me vaatasime seda missioni meeskonda Apostlite 16. Peatükis.
And we said that it was led by a man with many scars.
Ja ütlesime, et seda meeskonda juhatas mees, kellel oli palju arme.
He had been stoned.
Teda oli kividega visatud.
So he had scars on his head.
Nii et tal olid armid tema peas.
He had been beaten. He had scars on his back.
Teda oli pekstud, nii et tal oli selgarmiline.
And he had possibly even died and was risen again.
Ja tõenäoliselt aga suri ja tõusis uuesti ellu.
Now that tends to be a good cure for pessimism.
Nüüd see tundub olevat hea ravim pessimismile.
If you're a pessimist, just try dying. That will cure you.
Et kui sa oled pessimist, siis katseta suremist, see tapab su.
Yes, once you're dead, there's not much more can go wrong.
Kui sa oled surnud, siis ei saa enam midagi palju viltu minna.
But of course, once you're dead, you suddenly realize how wonderful death is.
Aga kui sa juba surnud oled, siis sa avastad, et kui võrratu see surm on.
It's just a door to be with the Lord forever.
Sa avastad, et see on lihtsalt uks, et olla Issandaga igavesti.
For those who believe in him.
Nende jaoks, kes usuvad temasse.
And of course then comes the resurrection. You rise from the dead and of course you rise completely new. You lose all those negative things.
Ja loomulikult siis tuleb surnust ülestõusmine ja ülestõustes sa kaotad kõik selle negatiivse.
So Paul was that kind of man.
Nii et Paulus oli selline mees.
He wasn't in the power of positive thinking.
Ta ei olnud positiivse mõtlemise väes.
He was in the power of resurrection.
Ta oli ülestõusmise väes.
That's revolution.
See on revolutsiooniline
mõte. We have a wonderful future.
Meil on imeline tulevik.
Yes. Every one of us has a wonderful future.
Ja igal ühel meist on imeline tulevik.
And if you are full of pessimism,
ja kui sa oled täis pessimismi,
believe in Jesus and your future will be wonderful.
Usu Jeesusesse ja su tulevik saab olema imeline.
Well, that's the kind of man who led this team.
Nii et selline.
He wasn't afraid of anything.
Selline mees juhtis seda missioni meeskonda, ta ei kartnud mitte midagi.
Because he had lost everything.
Sest ta oli kõik juba kaotanud.
Praise God. Anyway, that's chapter 16, the beginning. And they were led by the Holy Spirit.
Ja Apostlite 16 ja algusest siin püha vaim juhtis neid.
And that's a wonderful key to be led by the Holy Spirit.
Ja see on imeline tõsiasi, et püha vaim, kuid püha vaim juhib siin.
When we are led by the Holy Spirit, then we will succeed.
Kui püha vaim sind juhib, siis sul läheb korda kõik.
When we are led by other things, well, God may bless, but the key is to be led by the Holy Spirit.
Kui muud asjad juhivad sind, siis Jumal võib õnnistada, aga võti on selles, et sa oled Jumala vaimust juhitud.
We need the word of God.
Meil on vaja Jumala sõna.
We need the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
Meil on vaja püha vaimu juhtimist.
Now that can be a very heavy burden to you I've just put on you.
Ja see võib olla väga raske koorem, mille ma just sinu peale olen pannud.
It can crush somebody to think they have to hear from God.
Ja see võib mõne inimese nagu vaimselt võib olla ka purustada, et ta mõtleb, et ta peab kuulma Jumala häält.
And once you have to get a word from God, then you will get words from God.
Ja aga siis kui sa pead juba kuulma Jumala käest, midagi sa kuuled ka.
I'm not saying they are true words from God, but they will come. People will start getting words from God.
Aga ma ei ütle, et alati kõik need sõnumid Jumalalt on sõnumid Jumalalt, aga inimesed hakkavad sõnumeid andma.
But when you get a prophecy, then you need to know whether it's from God.
Aga kui keegi profeteerib, siis sa pead teadma, kas see on Jumalast.
So, you see, I don't want to put a terrible burden on you.
Nii et ma ei taha panna mingit tohutud koormat su peale.
How does the Holy Spirit guide us?
Kuidas püha vaim juhatab meid?
He guides us by giving us a wonderful sense of being right with God.
Ta juhib meid nõnda, et annab meile võrratu teadmise või aimduse sellest, et me oleme õiged Jumala ees.
That you think, I can't do this. It's not logical, but I can't do it.
Et sa mõtled endas, et ma ei suuda ise seda teha, see ei ole loogiline.
God has given me a witness And I don't feel free in my heart to do this. That is guidance by the Holy Spirit.
Jumal on annud mulle tunnistuse ja ma tunnen, et see ei ole õige. See ongi Jumala vaimu juhtimine.
And I have received prophecies.
Ja mina olen saanud profeteeringuid.
Some I have received.
Mõned neist ma olen vastu võtnud.
Some I have not received.
Aga mõnesid ma ei ole vastu võtnud.
According to whether I have peace in my heart.
Vastavalt sellele, kas mu südames on rahu.
You know, I could say to you, oh, I prophesy to you, you'll be so rich, you'll be so famous, you'll be so, oh, yeah, thank you, thank you. You like that kind of prophecy, don't you?
Ma võiks teile kõigile öelda, et profeteerida, et sa saad kuulsaks, sa saad rikkaks, kõik läheb hästi. Teile ju meeldiks selline profeteering, kas pole?
But you need to know in your heart, is that God?
Aga sa pead teadma oma südames, kas see on Jumal, kes
kõneb. Or is it just that man?
Või on see lihtsalt see inimene?
So, you need to be guided by the Holy Spirit.
Nii et püha vaim peab, sa pead olema pühast vaimust juhitud.
So that when you do something,
et kui sa siis midagi teed,
you know that Jesus is smiling on you.
Siis sa tead, et Jeesus naeratab su peale.
Oh yes, that's guidance by the Holy Spirit.
Ja, et see on Jumala vaimu juhtimine.
What you do is under Father's smile.
Et see, mis sa teed, see on Jumala naaratuse all nii öelda.
And he says, yes, my son, I'm pleased with you.
Ja ta ütleb, jah, mu poeg, mul on sinust hea meel.
Amen. So Amen. That's what you need. Go on, live in relationship with God under the smile of God.
Et seda meil on vaja, et lähme elame suhtes Jumalaga, nii et me teame, et ta naaratab meie elule vaadates.
Walk in the love of God.
Kõnni Jumala armastuses.
Whether there are prophecies, they shall fail.
Et profeteeringud on, aga need, neist ei ole midagi.
Tongues shall fail and cease.
Keeled lakkavad.
But love will remain forever.
Aga armastus jääb igavesti.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. So we want to be guided by the Holy Spirit.
Nii et me tahame, et Jumala vaim meid juhiks.
So live in joyful fellowship with God.
Nii et ela rõõmsas osaduses Jumalaga.
And they had a vision and they concluded this was God's will to take them to Greece.
Nii et nemad siin nägid ühe nägemuse ja nad otsustasid, et see on Jumala tahe, et nad läheksid Kreekasse.
When they got to Philippi, they began to meet people by a riverside.
Ja kui nad Filippisse jõudsid, siis nad hakkasid ühe jõe kaldal seal inimestega kokku saama.
Just imagine if the weather was warm today, we could have a picnic.
Nüüd kujuta ette, kui ilm täna soe oleks, meil võiks piknik olla väljas.
But unfortunately, if we went to the river to eat, we'd all die of cold.
Aga kahjuks küll, kui me kõik läheks jõe äärde pikniku pidama sööma, siis me sureksime vist külma kätte siin.
We'll have an indoor picnic.
Me teeme sise pikniku siin.
Just imagine, it's warm outside.
Don't... Aga kujuta ette, et väljas on soe.
It's never warm in Finland, by the way. I've been there, I can tell you. It's
aga
never
Soomes
warm there.
Ei ole muidugi kunagi soe, et ma olen Soomes käinud ka.
I was there one summer. It was feeling like minus 20. I don't know if it was, but...
ma olin Soomes ühel suvel ja tundus nagu seal oleks miinus 20 kraadi, aga ma ei tea, kas oli nii külmaga.
Anyway, don't go on... summer holiday to Finland, will you?
Igal juhul ära mine suve puhkust veetma Soome.
Sorry, brother.
Anna, anteeks, Finland.
Do forgive me. Anyway, they got by the riverside and there they prayed and God opened heaven over them.
Igal juhul nad kogunesid sinna jõe äärde Jumal avas taeva nende kohal.
It was such a small thing.
See oli nii väike asi.
One woman.
Üks naine.
Listen to them.
Kuulas neid.
And said, yes, I believe what you're saying.
Ja ütles, jah, ma usun seda, mis te räägite.
And that's so wonderful, so simple.
Ja see on nii imeline, nii lihtne.
Not every conversion is with conflict and problem, just happens.
Mitte iga Jumala juurde tulek või pöördumine ei ole konfliktide ja suure kära ja müraga, vaid lihtsalt...
I remember once some friends, when I was... pastor in London.
Üks kord, kui ma olin Londonis pastoriks.
Then some friends brought a young Chinese man who was not a Christian to talk to me.
Siis sõbrad tõid oma tuttava kellegi väikse hiinlase minu juurde, et räägiks minuga.
So I told him the gospel.
Nii et ma rääkisin talle evangeeliumi.
I said, do you believe that? He said, yes.
Küsisin, et kas sa usud seda? Ta ütles, jah.
I was so surprised.
Ma olin nii üllatunud.
I said, let me explain it again. Do you really?
Ütlesin, las ma seletan veel ühe korra, et kas sa ikka kindlasti usud.
Do you understand? Do you believe that?
Et kas sa said aru? Ma küsisin,
said,
et kas sa
yes,
usud.
Yes, I believe that's right.
Ja ta ütles, jah, et ma usun, et see on õige.
I said, do you want to receive Christ?
Ja küsisin, kas sa tahad Kristuse vastu võtta.
He said, yes.
Ja ta ütles, jah.
I think I was so surprised.
Ja ma olin nii üllatunud.
And I said, let's pray.
Ja ta siis ütlesin, et palvetame.
And he did receive Christ.
Ja ta võttis Kristuse
vastu. And his
vastu.
Life was changed.
Ja ta elu sai muudetud.
I think I was more surprised than him.
Ma arvan, et mina olin rohkem üllatunud ja muudetud kui tema.
Because we are used to people arguing, you know, arguing.
Aga me oleme harjunud lihtsalt sellega, et inimesed muidu vaidlevad.
But he just said yes, yes, yes.
Ja tema muudu kui nõustus kõigega. Imeline.
Praise God. Well, so Lydia was saved in the same way. She just believed.
Nii et Lydia siin Biiblis sai samamoodi päästetud. Ta lihtsalt uskus.
And the Bible teaches us
Ja Piibel õpetab
meid, in every community,
et igas koguduses
there are people ready, waiting
igas,
for the
igas
gospel.
Ühiskonnas on inimesi, kes on valmis,
and you
nad
can,
ootavad.
You can find that wherever the gospel is taken, there are people ready.
Ja sa leiad seda igal pool, kuhu evangeeliumi viiakse, inimesed on valmis.
And when Jesus preached, there were people just waiting for this message.
Ja kui Jeesus jutlustas, siis inimesed ka lihtsalt ootasid seda sõnumit juba.
Cornelius was ready.
Cornelius oli valmis.
And so many people were just ready and waiting.
Ja nii paljud inimesed olid lihtsalt valmis ja ootasid.
All over the world, people are ready and waiting.
Üle kogu maailma on inimesed valmis ja ootavad.
And the Holy Spirit will lead you to their door.
Ja püha vaim juhib sind nende ukse juurde.
Isn't that wonderful?
Kas see pole imeline?
So we just need to find them.
Aga me peame nad lihtsalt üles leidma.
And then, of course, there was a girl
siis loomulikult oli seal üks tüdruk,
who began to oppose them on their way to prayer.
Kes osutas neile vastupanu, kui nad läksid palvetama.
And she began to say things that were true.
Ja ta hakkas ütlema asju, mis olid küll tõde.
But the Bible says she was possessed with a spirit of python, a snake.
Just a snake. Aga Viibel ütleb, et ta oli kurjast vaimust vaevatud, see üks madu.
Don't worry, I'm not going to make the sound of a python.
Aha, üks piitad, jah, et ära karda, et ma ei tea piitad.
Well, I think they don't go sss like other snakes. That's not the sound of it.
Ma arvan, et piitonid ei susise nagu teised ussid susisevad.
Yeah. Pythons don't go sss, so I'm not going to make the sound of a python. All right. Dogs bark.
Tänurib, koerad auguma.
Oh, yeah, well, Estonian dogs don't bark. But anyway, we're not going to make, don't worry, we're not going to make the sound of a python.
Me ei tee püütoni jälte, ära muretse.
Anyway, so, but you see, this girl had like the Bible is revealing that demon possession is like having an animal inside.
Aga Piibel seletab meile, et see kurjast vaimust vaevatud olemine on nagu üks loomelaksu sees.
You know, when you look at the wild animals,
et kui sa vaatad metsloomi,
in the zoo they can look very nice.
Siis loomaaias nad võivad väga kenad välja näha.
But if you bring them into your house, they're not nice.
Aga kui sa nad oma koju tood, siis nad ei ole kuigi kenad.
You don't want a bear in your house.
Sa ei taha ühte karu oma koju.
You don't want a pig in your living room.
Või siga oma elutuppa.
They will bite you.
Nad hammustavad sind.
They will hurt you.
Teevad sul haiget.
I have a friend, a missionary, he kept a chimpanzee.
Mul on üks sõber, üks missionär, kes
this is in Cameroon.
Pidas kodus šimpansid.
And that was a wild animal.
Ja see oli üks metsik loom.
He was the only one who could control it.
Ja mu sõber oli ainus, kes suutis seda.
He came to stay in our house.
Ja ta tuli meie koju külla.
He kept the chimpanzee on the yard.
Ja pidas seda šimpansid õues.
Then he went back to Germany for 6 months.
Ja läks siis kuueks kuuks tagasi Saksamaale.
He left it with somebody.
ja jättis selle šimpansi kellegi
juurde. It went wild.
Ja see ahv läks metsikuks.
They had to shoot it.
Nõnda, et nad pidid ta magama panema.
Kill it.
Tapma.
They're wild. You don't want those things in your house.
Loomad on metsikud, sa ei taha neid oma koju.
You don't want little scorpions in your house.
Sa ei taha väiksid skorpioni oma koju.
You don't want them.
Ei taha.
But you don't want them in your head.
Aga sa ei taha neid ka oma pähe.
But when people take drugs.
Aga kui inimesed tarvitavad narkootikume.
When people get drunk.
Või kui nad jäävad purju.
They open the door for scorpions and snakes to enter their head.
Siis nad avavad ukse selleks, et skorpionid ja maod saavad tulla nende pähe.
When people commit sexual sin.
Kui inimesed teevad seksuaalpattu.
They share the spirits of the person they sleep with.
Siis nad jagavad neid vaime, kes on sellel mehel kelle või sellel inimesel kellega nad magavad.
That's why it is such a terrible thing.
Sellepärast on see midagi väga kohutavat.
And I've counseled people who've had deep spiritual problems because of sexual sin.
Ja ma olen annud nõu inimestele, kellel on väga sügavad vaimsed probleemid seksuaalpattude tõttu.
Don't read your horoscope.
Ära loe oma horoskoope.
Don't look into witchcraft.
Ära vaata nõidusi.
Because you are opening the door.
Sellepärast, et sa avad ukse.
To serpents and scorpions.
Madudele ja skorpionitele.
But the Bible has said.
Aga Piibel on nüüd.
I give you power over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy.
Ja Piibel on ütelnud, et mina annan teile väe madude ja skorpionite üle ja kogu vaenlase väe üle.
Praise God.
Kiitus Jumalale.
That through the gospel there is deliverance from the powers of darkness.
Et evangeeliumi kaudu tuleb vabastus pimeduse jõududest.
Now, all those things, well, we can leave that now. That girl, suddenly Paul spoke a word of authority and the girl was delivered.
Nüüd jätame selle kõik mu kõrvale ja tagasi loo juurde, et see tüdruk siin, et järsku Paulus ütles ühe sõna meelevallaga ja see tüdruk sai vabaks.
And the same can happen to you.
Ja sama võib sinuga juhtuda.
We must not be afraid of the powers of darkness.
Me ei pea kartma pimeduse vägesid.
We must fear God.
Me peame kartma Jumala.
And through God comes deliverance.
Ja läbi Jumala tuleb vabastus.
To everyone who believes.
Iga ühele, kes usub.
And I'm so glad that the people of God have authority.
Ja ma olen nii õnnelik, et Jumala rahval on meeleval.
We saw that if you weren't here on Thursday night, we were looking at David and Goliath. Well, we are able to fight all the enemies.
Et kui sa ei olnud neljapäeva õhtul siin, siis me vaatasime Taavet ja Goliati lugu ja me oleme võimelised võitlema kõikide vaenlaste.
Can you imagine me standing against the whole Russian army?
Kujuta ette, et ma seisan kogu Vene sõjaväe vastu.
You'd say, well, what a poor little... He can't do it.
Sa ütleks selle peale on vaesekene, et ta ei saa ju hakkama.
But a child like Toivo can defeat the whole Russian army.
Aga väike laps nagu Toivo võib hävitada terve Vene sõjaväe.
If he has his hand in the hand of Jesus.
Kui tema käsi on Jeesuse käes.
Amen.
Amen.
It's true.
See on tõde.
It's true and you will see it again and again throughout history.
See on tõde ja sa näed seda jälle ja jälle kogu ajaloo jooksul.
Nobody can defeat the people of God.
Mitte keegi ei või hävitada Jumala rahvast.
As long as they are trusting in God.
Nii kaua, kui nende lootus on Jumal.
There's no army, there's no weapon, there's no curse, there's no devil, nobody, because God is with us.
Ei ole ühtegi sõjaväge, ühtegi relva, ühtegi needust, mitte midagi, sest Jumal on meiega.
But of course, when they did this to the girl lost her supernatural power.
Aga loomulikult, kui Paulus nüüd rääkis selle sõna tüdruku suhtes, siis ta kaotas selle üle loomuliku võime.
And I don't want any supernatural power that does not come from Jesus Christ direct.
Aga mina ei taha ühtegi üleloomuliku väge, mis ei tule Jeesuse Kristuse käest otseselt.
I don't want anybody to give me a gift.
Ma ei taha, et keegi mulle mingi anni annaks.
I don't want a prophecy.
Ma ei taha profeteerimist.
I don't want any supernatural power that is not direct from Jesus Christ.
Ma ei taha ühtegi üleloomuliku väge, mis ei ole otse Jeesuse Kristuse käest.
Amen.
Amen.
I want what he wants.
Ma tahan seda, mida tema tahab.
Nothing more.
Mitte midagi enamat.
Praise God.
Kiitus Jumalale.
And today people are seeking powers and things. Be careful.
Ja tänapäeval inimesed otsivad vägesid ja asju. Olge ettevaatlikud.
You should seek to know him.
Me peaks enne kõike otsima seda, et me tunneme teda.
Through the name of Jesus you have all the supernatural power you will ever need.
Ja Jeesuse nime läbi on sul kõik üleloomulik vägi, mida sa iial võid vajada.
And remember, sometimes you can call them gifts of the Spirit, but actually they are all manifestations of God.
Ja pea meeles, mõningkord neid nimetatakse Jumala vaimu ilminguteks, aga tegelikult on need kõik Jumala ilmingud.
Through the name of Jesus.
Läbi Jeesuse nime.
And he can do what he wants.
Ja tema võib teha, mida ta tahab.
Praise God. We serve a living God.
Me teenime elavat Jumalat.
We serve a God who can do miracles.
Me teenime Jumalat, kes võib teha
imesid. Heal people.
Ja tervendada inimesed.
I believe God can heal, not because I'm here, but because God is here.
Ja ma usun, et Jumal võib tervendada mitte sellepärast, et mina siin olen, vaid sellepärast, et Jumal on siin.
God is among his people.
Jumal on oma rahva keskel.
And he wants to do wonderful things.
Ja ta tahab imelisi asju teha.
And if you're sick, I pray he'll heal you right now.
Ja kui sina oled haige, siis ma palvetan ja ta teeb su kohe praegu terveks.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, then he got into trouble. The girl lost her supernatural power.
Nii, et siis Paulus sattus probleemidesse, tüdruk kaotus oma üleloomuliku võime.
And Paul was arrested.
Ja Paulus võeti vangi.
And we left him last night, he was arrested. And he was beaten again, I think he thought, well, I knew this was coming.
Ja me jätsime eile selle koha peal pooleli, kus ta oli siis vanglast, ta sai uuesti peksa ja arvatavasti ta mõtles, et no ma teadsin, et see kõik tuleb jälle.
You know, you can get tired of difficulty at any moment.
Tead, sa võid raskustest ära väsida iga hetk.
Yes, you know, he went to prison, he didn't get tired.
Aga tema läks vanglasse ja ta ei väsinud seal.
He went, every step of his life, he got shipwrecked, he got attacked, he got riots, he got beatings, he got so much.
Et ta elus oli palju probleeme, küll laev läks põhja, küll teda peksti, küll hakati vastuhaku koges.
At the end of the book of Acts, the last thing we read about Paul.
Aga apostlite tegude raamatus loeme viimase asjana.
He had just suffered a terrible storm. And shipwreck for about 2 or 3 weeks.
Kus Paulus oli just läbi teinud kohutava laeva huku, mis kestis 2-3 nädalat.
He survives. He's on a beach.
Ta jääb ellu. Ta on rannal.
He just gathers a bit of wood up.
Ja kogub natukene puid kokku.
Puts it on the fire.
Paneb need lõkkesse.
Then out of the fire comes a snake.
Ja lõkkest tuleb üks madu.
And bites him.
Ja hammustab teda.
Now you might think, well, Paul might say, excuse me, Lord.
Sa võib-olla mõtled, et Paulus oleks võinud öelda, et Jumal, anna andeks nüüd, no.
I think I've had enough now.
Ma arvan, et mul on juba küllalt saanud kõik.
Everybody watches. Ah, look at that terrible man, he's been bitten by a snake.
Ja kõik vaatavad, ütlevad, et vaata, see kohutav mees madu ammustas.
But the Bible says, Paul just shook it off.
A piibel ütleb, et Paulus lihtsalt raputas selle mao ära.
Oh, another snake.
Ai, jääb veel üks madu lihtsalt, jah.
There you go, in the fire.
Ah, mine sinna lõkkesse.
You belong in the fire.
Sa kuulud lõkkesse.
The Bible says he shook it off.
Piibel ütleb, et ta raputas selle mao maha lihtsalt.
You see, the devil is attacking every one of us.
Saatan ründab igat ühte meist.
Yes, he is.
Ta ründab.
Not every day and every... But from time to time we get an attack.
Mitte iga päev just aga aeg ajalt meid rünnatakse.
Not again.
Oh, jälle.
It's terrible.
Oh,
my life is so awful.
Oh,
I can't go on anymore.
Ma ei jaksa.
I'm giving up.
Ma annan
alla. Why bother?
Miks üldse vaevan?
Everything is so bad. I'm not even sure God loves me.
Slow down a bit.
Sorry.
Ma ei jõudnud kuidagi
sorry,
järgi, et kõik on nii kohutav. Ma ei ole kindel, et Jumal üldse armastab mind.
Do you think God loves me?
Kas sa arvad, et Jumal armastab mind?
Look at all the things he allows.
Vaata kõiki neid asju, mis ta lubab mu elu.
My life is miserable.
Mu elu on nii haletsusväärne.
And some people go and sit in a corner for a month.
Ja mõned inimesed lähevad ja istuvad kuu aega nurgas kuskil.
And cry for a month.
Ja
a snake was on my hand.
Nutavad kuu aega, madu oli mu käe peal.
You know, anyway, Paul just shook it off. Go in the fire.
Paulus lihtsalt raputas selle maa maha ja mine tulle.
Oh yes, when the devil attacks, you've got to shake it off.
Kui saatan ründab, sa pead selle lihtsalt maha raputama.
I have to be careful because there's an echo in this room.
Ma pean olema ettevaatlik, sest see ruum kajab.
Everything I preach to you comes back to me.
Kõik, mis ma teile jutlustan, see tuleb minuni tagasi.
Either through my memory or through my wife, but it will come back to me.
Kas läbi minu mälu või mu abikaasa, aga see tuleb mulle tagasi.
And perhaps through one of you brothers will remind me one day. You said that, Les!
Võib-olla keegi teist mu vendadest tuletab mulle tulevikus meelde, et sa ütlesid seda, Les.
Oh, yes!
Yeah.
We're all in this together. We all get attacked and all our problems seem too much.
Me kõik oleme selles supis koos, et kõiki meid rünnatakse ja probleemid tunduvad liiga rasked.
Everybody gets problems that seem too much.
Iga ühel tekivad probleemid, mis tunduvad liiga rasked.
Because they're not just a story, they're real.
Sest see ei ole lihtsalt üks lugu, vaid see on tõeline.
God allows things to happen that we may learn to fight.
Jumal lubab asjadel juhtuda, et me õpiksime võitlema.
Well, Paul gets put into prison. He's now in prison with Silas.
Paulus pandi vangi ja ta on nüüd vanglas Siilasega koos.
And this is where we find him now. We're going to get him out of prison soon.
Ja siit me leiame nad nüüd ja me aitame nad varsti vanglast välja.
This is now in chapter 16. They get put into prison and they fasten in verse 24, he puts their feet in the stocks.
Salmis 24 me leiame, et nende jalad pannakse pakku.
So they can't turn at night.
Nii et nad ei saa öösel külge keerata.
You know, this isn't like a comfortable bed.
See ole nagu üks mugav voodi, on ju.
This means you can't turn.
See tähendab, et sa ei saa külge keerata.
You get stiff, you get bruised, you can't even sleep now.
Sa jääd kangeks, sa teed haiget endale, sa jääd kangeks.
So you've been beaten, you're bleeding, you're bruised and you can't sleep because of pain.
Ja et sa ei saa magada valu pärast ja sind on pekstud ja üldse väga ebamugav on.
No, your feet are trapped in a piece of wood, you can't turn.
Ja nüüd on su jalad ka mingi puu tüki sisse kinni pandud ja sa ei saa liigutada ennast õieti.
And now they begin to talk to each other.
Ja siis hakkavad nad üksteisega rääkima.
Well, Silas, what do you think?
No, Silas, mis sa asjast arvad nüüd?
What's happened?
Mis juhtus?
We made a mistake.
Me tegime mingi vea.
We shouldn't have come here.
Me ei oleks pidanud tulema.
Look how bad it is now.
Vaata, kui halvasti meil
What's going to happen to us?
Mis meist nüüd üldse saab?
We'll probably die in this prison.
Me tõenäoliselt sureme siin vanglas.
You see, this is how some people talk to each other.
Mõned inimesed räägivad nii üksteisega.
Negative.
Negatiivselt.
And they make it worse.
Ja nad teevad asja hullemaks.
But they didn't do that.
Aga nad ei teinud nii.
It tells us in verse 25.
Salmis 25 öeldakse meile.
That at midnight.
Et südaöösel.
I don't know why it says at midnight.
Ma ei tea, miks öeldakse südaöösel.
But it does say here, but at midnight.
Aga. Alustab sõnaga aga.
But at midnight.
Aga keskööl.
You see, when the Bible uses that little word, it's a turning point.
Kui Piibel kasutab seda väikest sõna, see on nagu mingi pöördepunkt. Aga.
You see, it says in Romans, how bad man is, how terrible sin is, but God.
Roomlaste kirjas räägitakse, kui kohutavad inimesed on, kui halb patt on, ja öeldakse, aga Jumal.
In Ephesians 2 it says how lost we are in the power of Satan, but God.
Efeslaste teises peatükis räägitakse, kui kadunud me oleme saatana väes kõik lootusetus olukorras, aga Jumal.
Oh, there's a beautiful verse in Ephesians 2 when he says, But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us.
Efeslaste kirja teises peatükis on üks suurepärane salm, kus öeldakse, et aga Jumal oma suurest halastusest või armastusest meie vastu.
Yeah. Lovely. Well done. Well done. Yes, it's wonderful. But God, and that's if you want to read it again, it's in 2:4, Ephesians 2:4.
Efeslaste 2 ja salm 4, aga Jumal, kes rikas on halastusest oma suure armastuse pärast, millega ta meid on armastanud.
Oh, you should read that over and over again. All our problems, but God!
Me peaks lugema seda uuesti ja uuesti, et kõik meie probleemid, aga Jumal.
We're sinners, but God.
Me oleme patused, aga Jumal.
We do so many things wrong, but God.
Me teeme nii palju asju valesti, aga Jumal.
You see, once you put that little word there, but God.
Kui sa oled pannud selle väikse sõna sinna, aga Jumal.
God can turn every situation to good.
Siis Jumal võib iga olukorra sul kasuks pöörata.
He turns our mistakes into wonderful victories.
Ta pöörab meie vead tohututeks võitudeks.
He turns our failures into things that make his power rest upon us.
Ja meie läbikukkumised makes our failures into things
into things so into something whereby his power can rest upon us.
Ta muudab meie läbikukkumised olukordadeks, kus tema vägi saab tulla hoopis meie peale.
So it tells us here, but at midnight.
Ja siin ta ütleb, et aga keskööl.
So at the darkest hour when normally people give up.
Nii et kõige pimedamal hetkel, kus inimesed tavaliselt alla annavad.
At that dark midnight hour,
sellel pimedal keskööntunnil,
Paul and Silas were praying.
Öeldakse, et Paulus ja Siilas palvetasid.
And
ja
singing hymns.
Ja laulsid kiituslaule Jumalale.
Let's pray, Silas. I'm not praying yet. Don't worry, it's not the end of the meeting. When I said let's pray, that wasn't let's pray for the end of the meeting.
Kui ma ütlesin, et palvetame, siis ma ütlen, et palvetame koosoleku lõpu.
Let's pray, Silas. Let's pray.
Palvetame, Silas.
And they began to praise God for Lydia.
Hakkas kiitma Jumalat Lydia eest.
I imagine. They praised God for that girl who was set free.
Või selle tüdruku eest, kes vabaks oli saanud.
They prayed to God that he would work.
Nad palvetasid Jumalat, et Jumal tegutseks.
And then they began to sing.
Ja siis nad hakkasid laulma.
I guess they sang songs like we sing.
Ja ma arvan, nad laulsid laule nagu meie laulame.
Scriptures.
Piiblisalme.
Different things. They began to sing.
Erinevaid asju. Nad hakkasid laulma.
And then it says the prisoners heard them.
Ja siis öeldakse, et vangid kuulsid neid.
And when you begin to pray and sing, people hear you.
Ja kui sina hakkad palvetama ja laulma, siis inimesed kuulevad sind.
You see, when the prisoners heard them, they didn't hear someone like Pavarotti. It wasn't beautiful.
kui vangid neid kuulsid, siis nad ei kuulnud Pavarottit laulma. See on midagi ilusat.
The prisoners didn't say, what? Who is that beautiful voice?
Vangid ei ütelnud, et oh, kes see nii ilusa häälega seal on.
You know, how great is our God. I don't know if they sounded beautiful or not.
Ma ei tea, kas nad kõlasid kuigi ilusti.
But when you sing by faith.
Aga kui sina laulad usu läbi.
And worship.
Ja ülistad Jumalat.
There is something in your voice that is not from this world.
Siis sinu hääles on midagi, mis ei ole sellest maailmast.
That is why when we worship, we hear something that is like angel singing.
Ja sellepärast meie, kui me ülistame, kuuleme midagi, mis sarnaneb nagu inglite laulule.
When I sing and worship, I am listening for something more than human voices.
Kui ma laulan ja ülistan, siis ma kuulen midagi enamat kui lihtsalt inimeste hääle.
It's a touch from eternity.
See on puudutus igavikust, igaviku puudutus.
And once you get that in your worship meeting.
Ja kui sa selle saad oma ülistusteenistusele.
Faith is suddenly flowing in.
Siis usk järsku tuleb.
Faith comes from the touch of eternity.
Usk tuleb sellest, kui on kokkupuude igavikuga.
And Paul and Silas were singing.
Ja Paulus ja Siilas laulsid siin.
And their voices were different to anybody else's voices.
Ja nende hääled olid teissugused kui kellegi teise hääled.
Prisoners were listening.
Vangid kuulasid.
And they were changing.
Ja nad muutusid.
When prisoners hear the voice of people singing in the spirit, they change.
Kui vangid kuulevad inimeste häält, kes laulavad Jumala nagu vaimus, siis nad muutuvad.
Perhaps the most beautiful testimony I ever heard in my life.
Võib-olla kõige ilusam tunnistus, mida ma oma elus üldse olen kuulnud.
It's so wonderful, but I met this man myself.
See on nii võratu. Ma ohtasin ise seda meest.
He came on a team with Youth of the Mission to us and stayed 2 months with us.
Ta tuli meie juurde 8 kuuks noored missiooniga organisatsiooni
kaudu. He was a Frenchman.
Ta oli prantslane.
And he had taken drugs overdose.
Ja ta oli võtnud narko üledoosi.
LSD actually.
Ja, LSD.
And it had destroyed his brain.
Ja see oli ta aju hävitanud.
He was brain damaged.
Ta oli aju kahjustusega.
And the doctors did scans on his brain.
Ja arstid uurisid ta aju.
And they certified him being brain damaged. He couldn't work.
Ja nad andsid talle paperi, mis tunnistas, et ta on aju kahjustusega, ta ei saanud tööl käia.
He was extreme.
Ta oli äärmuslik.
And anyway, when he went to Amsterdam.
Aga igal juhul, kui ta läks Amsterdami.
Where there is a wonderful center, I don't know if it's still there, a wonderful center for drug addicts.
Kus on narkosõltlastele üks imeline keskus.
He met Christians in the park who told him, God loves you.
Siis ta kohtas seal pargis kristlastega, kes ütlesid talle, et Jumal armastab teda.
They took him to that place.
Ja viisita sinna narkokeskusesse.
And there he heard worship.
Narkomaanide keskusesse. Seal ta kuulis ülistust.
When the Christians worshipped,
kui kristlased ülistasid,
he could think clearly.
Ta suutis mõtelda sirgelt.
When they stopped, down came the darkness again. No, that, don't worry. But that should be a lesson to us all. That to worship God in the Spirit. And when we do, things will happen in people.
Ja kui me seda teeme, siis asjad juhtuvad inimeste
including
eludes.
You.
Sinu elus seal hulgas.
You grow when you worship.
Sa kasvad, kui sa ülistad.
The Holy Spirit is poured out when you worship.
Jumala vaim valatakse välja, kui sina ülistad.
It isn't just singing worship songs.
See ole lihtsalt ülistuslaulude laulmine.
It's looking to Jesus by faith.
Vaid see on usu läbi Jeesusele vaatamine.
You break through.
Sa murad läbi.
Into the very presence of God.
Päris Jumala lähedusse.
And that man, he was clear when they worshipped.
Ja see mees suutis selgelt mõelda, kui nad ülistasid.
And then he was in the center for a few months.
Ja ta oli seal keskuses siis paar kuud.
They gave him a room.
Ja ta anti tuba.
He wasn't a Christian.
Ta ei olnud kristlane.
But one day he said in his heart, in his darkness, he said, I'm going to give myself to Jesus.
Ja aga ühel päeval ta ütles oma südames, oma pimeduses, ma annan oma südame Jeesusele.
And the devil said to him, if you give yourself to Jesus, I will kill you.
Ja saatan ütles talle, et kui sa end Jeesusele annad, siis ma tapan su.
And he said, then you'll have to kill me.
Ta ütles, et siis sa pead mu tapma.
Because I'm giving myself to Jesus.
Sest ma annan ennast Jeesusele.
And he gave himself to Jesus.
Ja ta andis end Jeesusele.
And he didn't die.
Ja ta ei surnud.
God came and healed his brain.
Hey, Jumal tuli ja tervendas ta aju.
And he went back to France.
Ja ta läks tagasi Prantsusmaale.
And the doctors examined him.
Ja arstid uurisid teda.
And those atheist doctors.
Ja need ateistid.
Wrote
arstid
on his documents.
Kirjutasid tema dokumentidele.
This man is healed by a miracle of God.
See mees on Jumala ime läbi terveks saanud.
That's what they wrote and they signed it.
Ja nõnda nad kirjutasid ja panid oma allkirjad sinna.
Because they had the proof.
Sest see oli ainus tõestus või no see.
And people say, how can you prove miracles? Well, you can prove miracles. Not every miracle, but you can prove miracles.
Et neil oli see tõestus olemas. Inimesed ütlevad, et kuidas sa saad imesid tõestada, aga saab.
But when the proof is there, will you believe it?
Aga kui tõestusmaterjal seal on, siis kas sa usud seda?
Well, we need to worship.
Me peame ülistama. Meil on vaja
ülistada. The prisoners were listening.
Vangid kuulasid.
But you see, Paul wrote to the Philippians later on.
Hiljem Paulus kirjutas Filippi kogudusele, filiplastele.
Do you know where he wrote from?
Ja kas sa tead, kus kohast ta kirjutas?
He was in Rome.
Ta oli Roomas.
He was in a prison again.
Ja ta oli jälle vangis.
In fact, most of his letters were written from prison or from something like that.
Tegelikult enamus Pauluse kirjadest kirjutas ta siis, kui ta vangis oli või midagi sarnast.
He writes Paul, the prisoner of the Lord, in one letter.
Et tegelikult ta ühes kirjas kirjutab Paulus issanda vang.
He was so often in prison.
Ta oli nii sageli vangis.
And wonderful things came out of it.
Ja sellest tulid imelised asjad.
Well, you've not been in prison, have you? Have you been to prison?
Sa ei ole ju vangis olnud, ega ju.
You've been in prison. Yeah, I've been in prison many times, but don't worry, I know crimes, no crimes.
Et ma olen ka mitu korda vangis olnud, aga ära muretse, et ilma kuritegudeta küll.
But you know, go to prison. Not many of us have been to prison, have we?
Nüüd mitte paljud meist ei ole vangis olnud.
Any of us been to prison for our faith?
Aga any of us?
Have any of us been to...
Kas keegi on meist olnud usu pärast vangis?
Don't think so. So what relevance does that have to us?
Nii et mis, kuda moodi see meie eluga seotud on?
You see, a prison is limits. Somebody puts limits on you.
Nüüd, kui vanglast rääkides, vanglas on kellegi teise poolt pandud piirid sinu
Financial elus. Limits.
Rahalised piirid.
Anybody here been in a financial prison?
Kas keegi on finantsvanglas olnud?
Oh, anyway, don't need to tell us all, but yes, I can see a lot of you have been in financial prison.
Me ei pea kõigile rääkima, aga ma näen, et mitmed meist on.
You haven't got money to buy that thing.
Sul ei ole olnud raha, et seda asja osta.
Can you sing in prison?
Kas sa võid vanglas laulda?
No jobs, unemployment.
Ei ole tööd, töötus.
Anybody here been in the prison of unemployment?
Kas keegi on olnud nagu töötuse vanglas?
Yeah. When you can't get work and you can't, it feels terrible.
Nii kohutav tunne on see, kui sa ei leia tööd.
Can you sing in the prison of unemployment?
Kas sa suudad töötuse vanglas laulda?
Anybody here had pain?
Kas kellelgi siin on olnud valu?
No,
ei.
Nobody here's had pain.
Kellelgi pole siin
I won't tell you about my stories, they'll be too long.
Ma ei räägi oma lugudest, need on võib-olla liiga pikad.
Vicky's nodding there. No, my dear. She's been in the prison of pain, but it was my pain.
Mu abikas on olnud valu vanglas, aga see oli minu valu.
Yeah, well, pain is a prison. Can you sing in the prison of pain?
Valu on vangla. Kas sa võid valu vanglas laulda?
It's then when it makes the difference.
Siis tuleb see erinevus olukorda.
When we're all going to be in some kind of prison at some time.
Me kõik oleme mingil ajahetkel mingisuguses vanglas.
When you have to care for people.
Kui sina pead hoolima inimestest.
Children, old people.
Hoolitsema nende eest laste või vanade inimeste eest.
Mothers can feel like they're in a prison.
Emad võivad tunda, et nad on nagu vanglas.
Jobs can feel like a prison.
Töökoht võib tunduda nagu vanglana.
All kinds of things.
Igasugused asjad.
Trapped in, I can't move. I want something better. I want something different.
Et ma olen nagu lõksus, ma tahan midagi paremat, midagi teissugust.
It's so you see modern life teaches us we have the right to a nice car, a happy job, wonderful holidays, pain-free life. Give me the painkillers.
Tänapäeva elu õpetab meile, et meil on õigus väga heale autole ja õnnelikule töökohale ja luksulikule puhkusele ja valuvabale elule ja anna mulle kõik see.
Did I say that much? I'm so sorry.
I'm slow.
I'm so sorry. But you know,
kas ma rääksin nii palju, ta küsin.
But you know, this is it. We are in prisons.
Aga see ongi nii, me oleme vangles.
And at different times we get like that.
Ja eri aegadel me satume sellistesse olukordadesse.
Paul had times in prison when he couldn't preach.
Paulus oli vanglas, kui ta ei saanud jutlustada.
All he could do was write and talk to the person next to him.
Ainus, mis ta võis teha, oli kirju kirjutada ja rääkida tema kõrval oleva inimesega.
Here Paul was in prison for one day.
Ja ka siin oli Paulus vanglas ainult ühe päeva.
But sometimes he was in prison for years.
Aga mõnikord oli ta vangis aastaid.
And you know, it differs. Different things happen, but we need to sing in our prison.
Erinevad asjad juhtuvad, aga meil on vaja laulda meie vanglas.
Jesus Christ went to prison.
Vanglas olles Jeesus Kristus läks vanglasse.
He was arrested.
Teda arreteeriti.
He spent only one night in prison.
Ta veetis ainult ühe öövangis.
And then he went to the prison of the cross.
Ja siis ta läks ristivanglasse.
Where he was nailed, he couldn't move.
Kus ta naelutati kinni, ta ei saanud liikuda.
And there's one thing he did on that cross.
Ta tegi ühte asja seal ristil.
He prayed.
Ta palvetas.
To Father.
Isa poole.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
See on imeline.
When you're in prison, that's when you need to pray.
Kui sa oled vanglas, siis just siis on sul vaja palvetada.
You need to worship.
Sul on vaja ülistada.
And your voice can take on a different quality.
Ja su hääl võib võtta teise tooni.
Oh, lovely. Come on, that's lovely. Oh, lovely. Got three of us up here now.
Meid on kolm nüüd siin ees.
Okay, lovely. Well, let me tell you another story because you know, I know you want to hear because you've got a lot of time and you don't want to sit around. You want to hear these things, don't you?
Las ma räägin teile ühe loo veel.
You don't want sausages yet, do you? Oh, you do? Vicky said yes. She doesn't want to hear me preach. She wants sausages.
Now you're going long again.
Sorry?
You're going long again.
I know, sorry. I'm tall, yeah. Not long.
No, the talk.
Yeah, I know.
ta rääkis hästi pikalt, ma üritsin talle meelde tuletada. Ma ei jõudnud kõike jälgida. Aga ühesõnaga, et te tahate istuda ju veel, et te tahate lugusid kuulata, mitte niisama passida. Te ei taha vorsti, aga siis Viki noogutas ja ütles, et tema tahab vorsti.
Can you believe I said all that?
Kas te usute, et ma rääkisin kõike
seda? Is she really translating me? Wow. I'm so sorry.
Vabandust.
Anyway, you've heard of Richard Wurmbrand.
Kas te olete Richard Wurmbrandist kuulnud
midagi? He went to he's a Romanian pastor.
Ta on üks Rumeenia pastor.
He was in prison in Romania for 15 years.
Ta oli Rumeenias vangis 15 aastat.
They didn't feed him well.
Teda ei toidetud seal hästi.
In those prisons they gave them almost nothing to eat.
Tol ajal vanglas ei antud praktiliselt midagi süüa.
They grew thin.
Nad jäid väga kõhnaks.
They had to work.
Nad pidid tööd tegema.
Translating me too?
Yeah. I said what you said.
Yeah. And but she's not translating me.
No,
you okay?
No, she's not. Pia can help. Yeah.
Good girl. And in prison he became very ill.
Ja seal vangis olles jäi ta väga haigeks.
He got tuberculosis.
Tekis tuberkuloos.
And they had a little hospital in the prison.
Ja seal vanglas oli väike haigla.
But they didn't send you there if you cut your finger.
Aga nad ei saadnud sinna siis, kui sa näppu lõikasid.
They only sent you there if you were going to die.
Nad saadsid sinna ainult siis, kui sa olid suremas haige.
And so I don't know how many beds there were in the room, maybe 20 beds in the room.
Ma ei tea, kui palju voodeid seal haiglas oli, aga võibolla 20.
And 95% who went to the hospital were carried out dead.
Ja 95% nendest, kes haiglasse läksid, kanti jalad ees välja.
So you didn't want to go to hospital.
Nii et sa ei tahtnud haiglasse sattuda.
But Richard Wurmbrand went to hospital.
Aga Richard Wurmbrand ta läks haigla.
In the prison.
Seal vanglas.
Double prison.
Nii et topelt vangla.
When he was there, there was a judge.
Ja kui ta oli seal, siis oli üks kohtunik.
And that judge was very ill.
Ja see kohtunik oli väga haige.
And there was another prisoner there who was very ill.
Ja seal oli üks vang veel, kes oli ka väga haige.
And that prisoner who would come and wash the judge and give him share some of his food with him.
Ja see vang tuli ja pesi seda kohtuniku ja jagas oma toitu temaga.
And the judge said to him, how did you get into prison?
Ja see kohtunik küsis, et kuidas sina vangi sattusid.
And the man said, I was a farmer.
Ja see mees ütles, et ma olin talunik.
I had a farm in a very remote area.
Ja ta ütles, et mul oli talu väga kauges üksildases piirkonnas.
And one night a man came to my house.
Ja
and I helped him.
Ühel öösel üks mees tuli minu koju ja ma aitasin teda.
I gave him food and a bed.
Ma andsin talle toitu ja voodi.
And the next day, after he had gone,
ja järgmisel päeval, kui ta oli ära läinud,
the secret police came.
Tuli salapolitsei.
And they arrested me.
Ja arreteeris mind.
For helping him.
Selle eest, et ma teda aitasin.
And the judge sentenced me for 20 years in prison for one night helping that man.
Ja kohtunik mõistis mulle 20 aastat vanglakaristust selle eest, et ma ühel öösel seda meest aitasin.
Judge said, that's injustice.
Ja kohtunik ütles seal haiglas siis, et see on täielik ülekohus.
Who was that judge?
Kes see kohtunik oli?
He said, it was you.
Ja ta ütles, et see olite teie.
And he'd been washing him, sharing his food with him.
Ja see vang oli pesnud seda kohtuniku, jaganud oma toitu temaga.
There in the prison.
Seal vanglas olles.
And Richard Wurmbrand said that they came in as communists, Jews, atheists into that hospital.
Ja Richard Wurmbrand ütles, et nad tulid sinna haiglasse, sellest vangla haiglasse, siis juutide, ateistide, kommunistidena, kellena iganes.
But whether dead or alive.
Aga kas nad siis olid surnud või elasid?
They all left as Christians.
Kõik, kes ära läksid, nad olid kristlased.
Isn't that wonderful?
Kas pole imeline?
Because of the testimony.
Selle tunnistuse pärast.
One of them got a packet of sugar.
Üks neist sai ühe suhkrupaki.
In the hospital ward, somebody sent a packet of sugar.
Kui ta oli seal haigla palatis, keegi saatis suhkrupaki.
And this prisoner got this sugar, it was so valuable.
Ta, see vang võttis selle suhkru, see oli nii hinnaline.
And he said, I am not going to eat it.
Ja ta ütles, et ma ei söö seda.
I am going to give it to somebody who is more sick than me.
Ta ütles, et ma annan selle kellelegi, kes on minust veel haigem.
So he sent it to another prisoner who was more sick.
Nii et ta saatis selle ühele vangile, kes oli veel haigem.
You're weak, you're dying, you want to eat that sugar.
Sa oled nõrk, sa oled suremas, sa tahad ju suhkrut süüa.
But that prisoner said, I am not going to eat it.
Aga see vang ütles, et ma ei söö seda.
I'm going to give it to somebody who needs it more than me.
Ma annan selle kellelegi, kes vajab seda rohkem kui mina.
After some time it came to Richard Wurmbrand.
Ja mõne aja pärast tuli ta Richard Wurmbrandi juurde.
That sugar lasted 2 years in that hospital.
See suhkur pidas seal haiglas 2 aastat vastu.
It was a symbol of unselfishness.
See oli isetuse sümbol.
You should read the stories of prisons.
Te peaks lugema neid vanglate lugusid.
God is revealed to people.
Jumal ilmutab ennast seal inimestele.
If there's Christians in prison, God is revealed.
Kui vanglas on kristlasi, siis Jumal ilmutab ennast
seal. And God allows us to go into prison that we might show his kingdom.
Ja Jumal laseb meil sattuda vanglasse, et meie võiks näidata tema kuningriiki.
Well, there in the prison, Paul begins to worship and sing.
Ja nüüd seal vanglas olles hakkas Paulus ülistama ja kiitma.
Pray to God.
Palvetama Jumalat.
His voice changes.
Ta hääl muutus.
And the voice of Jesus on the cross changed.
Ja Jeesuse hääl risti peale olles ka muutus.
God got something from Jesus on the cross.
Jumal sai midagi Jeesuse käest ristilt.
He got the perfect sacrifice.
Ta sai täiusliku ohvri.
And there in the prison, the voice of faith came out.
Ja seal vanglas tõusis usu hääl.
And the Bible doesn't show us how God heard and reacted.
Nüüd Piibel ei näita meile, kuidas Jumal kuulis või kuidas ta reageeris.
But God was listening to them sing.
Aga Jumal kuulas nende laulu.
And God sent his angel.
Ja Jumal saatis oma ingel.
Tina, you're an angel. You are an angel. But he said, go and shake that prison.
Aga Jumal saatis oma ingli ja ütles, et mine raputa seda vanglat.
Oh, wouldn't you like to be that angel? Go
kas sa poleks taht selle, see ingel olla, et mine raputada seda vanglat?
Go and shake võhma as well while you're there.
Mine raputa võhmad ka juba, kui sa seal oled.
But when you shake the prison,
aga kui sa vanglat raputad,
I don't want a stone to fall on anybody's head.
Siis ma ei taha, et ükski kivi langes kellegi peale.
Oh, said the angel, don't worry, nobody shall be hurt.
Ja ingel ütles, ära muretse, keegi ei saa viga.
Don't want anybody to scratch their fingers. I want everybody to be healthy at the end of this earthquake.
Ma ei taha, et keegi kriimustaks oma sõrmegi. Ma tahan, et kõik oleks selle maavärina lõpetas terved.
Go and shake the prison.
Mine ja raputa seda vangla.
So as they were singing and praising God,
nii et kui nad laulsid ja kiitsid Jumalat,
the angel shook the prison.
Siis ingel raputas seda
vangla. The prison's chains and the doors all opened. Everybody was set free.
Ja kõikide nende vangikongide uksed läksid lahti, need ahelad läksid lahti ja vangid said vabaks.
Now you should believe in worship.
Nüüd peaksid sa uskuma ülistusse.
Don't talk about your problems. Believe in worship.
Ära räägi oma probleemidest, usu ülistusse.
That's what they did. They didn't say, look at us now, we can't do anything. They said, look at us now, we can worship.
Nad ei ütelnud, et vaadake nüüd meid, et me ei saa mitte midagi enam parata siin, vaid vaadake, me saame ülistada.
Paul could have said, I'll never preach to millions again.
Paulus ei ütelnud, ma ei saa enam iial miljonitele jutlustada.
Well, he never did preach to millions, did he?
Aga ta tegelikult ei jutlustanud miljonitele.
But he worshipped God.
Vaid ta ülistas Jumalat.
I don't care whether you can preach or prophesy or what you can do. Can you worship?
Ma ei tea, kas sa võid profeteerida või jutlustada, kas sa suudad ülistada.
Oh, it's so lovely when somebody can worship.
See on nii võrratu, keegi võib ülistada.
You can prepare a message.
Sa võid sõnumi ette valmistada.
Oh, but prepare your heart to worship God.
Aga valmista oma süda ette ülistama Jumala.
And the prison was shaken, prisoners were set free, it was wonderful.
See vangla rappus ja vangid said vabaks, kõik oli ime tore.
And it will happen in Võhma the same.
Ja see juhtub siin Võhmas samamoodi.
God has a worshiping people, God will work.
Jumalal, kui Jumalal on siin ülistav rahvas, siis Jumal saab tegutseda.
And the amazing thing is this.
Ja hämmastav on see.
None of those prisoners tried to run away.
Et mitte keegi nendest vangidest ei üritanud põgeneda.
They all sat there.
Nad kõik istusid
seal. Now they didn't all look, you know, I don't know what I, do I look like a criminal?
Nad ei näinud kõik välja, no ma ei tea, kas ma näen välja nagu kurjategija, aga ära vasta.
Don't answer that.
Ära vasta, palun.
You know, just imagine these criminals with scars on their heads and rough men.
Nüüd kujuta ette kõik need kurjategijad seal, armid kõik näos ja...
Mean men, liars, cheats.
Julmad mehed ja karmi elu näinud nagu lõvid ja petised.
They was, the prison doors open and their chains are off.
Vangla uksed läksid lahti, nende ahelad langesid.
And they don't escape.
Ja nad ei põgene.
Why?
Miks?
Because they could feel God.
Sest nad võisid kogeda Jumalat.
God had come down on that prison.
Jumal oli tulnud selle vangla üle.
None of them tried to escape.
Mitte keegi ei üritanud põgeneda.
That's another miracle.
See on veel üks ime.
They all sat there like lambs.
Nad kõik istusid nagu tallekesed seal.
Waiting for someone to come and put the chains back.
Ootates, et keegi tuleks paneks ahelad uuesti kätele.
Waiting for someone to come and lock the door.
Või keegi tuleks ja paneks ukse uuesti lukku.
They just sat there.
Nad lihtsalt istusid.
And then the jailer who is going to lose his life because he's lost his prisoners.
Ja nüüd see vangi ülem, kes oli, põhimõtteliselt ta oli surma mõistetud, kui ta oma vangid ju kaotas nüüd.
He takes his sword to kill himself.
Ta võttis mõõga, et ennast ise hukata.
And Paul says, stop! Don't hurt yourself.
Paulus hüüab, et oota, ära tee endale liiga.
And we're all here, he says, we're all here.
Me oleme kõik siin.
Nobody's running away, you're all right.
Sinuga kõik korras, kõik on siin veel.
And the man comes in and runs and says, what shall I do to be saved?
Ja siis see vangivalvur tuleb sinna, jookseb, ühjab, mida mina pean tegema, et ma saaks päästa.
I love the answer of Paul.
Ja mulle meeldib Pauluse vastus.
He didn't say, well, let me explain, is it going to take about 6 weeks?
Ta ei ütelnud, et nüüd las ma seletan, et see võtab umbes 6 nädalat
aega. Very complicated. Have you read the Bible before?
See on kõik väga keeruline. Et kas sa Biiblit oled varem lugenud?
Have you heard of Moses? No.
Kas sa Moosesest oled, kui ei ole?
Do you know anything about... Well, what do you know? Oh, dear, this is terrible. No.
Kas sa tead midagi? Mida sa tead? Oh, see on kõik kohutav.
He said, what shall I do to be saved?
Ta ütles, see vangivalvur küsis, mida ma pean tegema, et päästetud saada?
He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved and all your house.
Ja Paulus vastas talle, et usu issandasse Jeesusesse Kristusesse, saad päästetud sina ja kogu su pere.
When?
Millal?
Now.
Nüüd.
Immediately.
Kohe.
Look, I'm going to give a just temporarily, you can't keep this. I'm going to give this to Simon.
Nüüd ajutiselt ma annan selle Simonile.
As a process.
Protsessina niiviisi aeglaselt.
It's going to be a process. Come on, let's do it as a process.
See on nagu üks pikk protsess.
Not sure how it's going to work.
Ma ei ole kindel, kuidas see kõik asetle.
You understand what it is?
Kas sa mõistad, mis see on?
Look at the color, you understand it and...
Vaata seda värvi, mõistad, mis see sees on.
No, you can't give it. To give it, you give it. It's a gift.
Kui sa midagi annad, siis sa annad. See on and.
Salvation is a gift.
Pääste on and.
It cannot be a process.
See ei saa olla mingi pikk protsess.
A process begins when you receive the gift.
Protsess algab siis, alles kui sa selle anni juba vastu võtad.
But salvation is a gift.
Aga pääste on and.
It can't be anything else.
See ei saa olla midagi muud.
And God says, if you believe in my son, I'll give you salvation.
Ja Jumal ütleb, et kui sina usud minu pojasse, siis ma annan sulle pääste.
And not only that, he says, if you believe, it will affect your family.
Ja mitte ainult seda, vaid ta ütleb, et kui sa usud, siis see mõjutab ka su perekonda.
That difficult teenage son of yours, he'll become a Christian too.
See raske teismeline poeg, kes sul on, tema saab ka kristlane.
That hard uncle of yours, he'll become a Christian too.
See raske iseloomuga onu, kes sul on, temas saab ka kristlane.
The jailer didn't have sweet little angels waiting there to go to Sunday school.
Selle vangivalvuri kodus ei olnud väiksed armsad inglikesed, kes ootasid, et millal nad pühapäeva kooli saavad
minna. They were sinners like us.
Nad olid patused nii nagu meie.
Difficult.
Raske.
Argumentative, sorry.
Vaidlusi tekitav.
Why close the gate?
Tekita.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, they were that too.
But you got the first word correctly.
All right, yeah. They were all that. They were difficult people.
Need kõik olid keerulised, rasked inimesed.
But Paul said, if you believe, it will affect everybody.
Aga Paulus ütles, et kui sina usud, siis see mõjutab kõiki.
You know, if Paul had made it complicated, nobody would have been saved.
Kui Paulus oleks selle keeruliseks teinud, siis mitte keegi ei oleks päästetud saanud.
It's a gift.
See on and.
And a man believed.
Ja see mees uskus.
And he was baptized that night.
Ja ta sai tol õhtul ristitud.
And everybody in his house was baptized.
Ja kõik tema kodus, tema pere sai ka.
Paul spoke the word to them. It tells you there. Paul spoke to them and they believed they were baptized.
Ja siin räägitakse, et Paulus rääkis Jumala sõna neile ja nemad said ka ristitud.
Oh, it was a wonderful night.
See oli imeline õhtu.
And at the end of the night, Paul was covered in bandages.
Ja selle õhtu lõpuks oli Paulus sidemetega kaetud.
Because he needed them.
Sest tal oli neid vaja.
God didn't heal him.
Jumal ei tervendanud teda.
He was in pain.
Ta tundis valu.
The jailer treated him. He wasn't healed.
See vangivalvur nagu hoolitses ta eest. Ta ei saanud terveks.
All those miracles took place, but Paul wasn't healed.
Kõik need imed leidsid aset, aga Paulus ei saanud niimoodi
terveks. Can you imagine Paul saying... Why haven't you healed me?
Kujutad sa ette Paulust jaulgu trampimas, miks sa mind terveks ei teinud?
No, he didn't think about himself.
Ta ei mõtelnud enda peale.
And then, in the daytime, the people, the town rulers, the town council.
Ja siis päevasel ajal linna valitsus, nii-öelda juhid seal.
They realized they made a mistake.
Nad mõistsid, et nad on teinud vea.
Set them free.
Laske nad vabaks.
Paul said, no. No.
Ja Paulus ütles, ei, ei.
They put us in prison publicly.
Ütles, et nemad panid meid avalikult vangi.
If we go out secretly, people will say they were criminals who escaped.
Kui meie lähme salaja välja siit, siis inimesed ütlevad, nad on kurjategijad, kes salaja põgenesid.
But we aren't criminals.
Aga me ei ole kurjategijad.
And we haven't escaped.
Ja me ei ole põgenenud
vanglast. We're here in prison.
Me oleme siin vanglas.
They put us in.
Nemad panid meid
Let
siia.
Them come and set us free.
Las nemad tulevad ja vabastavad meid.
So they came.
Nii et nad tulid.
They went, they begged Paul.
Ja nad anusid Paulust.
Please, please go out of our town.
Palun, palun mine meie linnast ära.
And Paul said, all right.
Ja Paulus ütles, et no olgu.
Okay, I'll go.
Ja ma lähen.
In my time.
Aga omal ajal.
So he went back to the house of Lydia.
Nii et ta läks tagasi sinna Lydia juurde.
I think the house was full.
Ja ma arvan, et see maja oli rahvast täis.
Paul preached to them, exhorted them.
Ja Paulus jutlustas neile, ta õhutas neid.
I would like to have been in that meeting.
Ma oleks tahtnud sellel koosolekul
olla. The jailer was there.
See vangivalvur oli seal. Tema perekond oli kohal.
The girl was demon possessed was there.
See tüdruk, kes oli
kurjast. Lydia and her family were there. What a church!
Kurjast vaimust vaevatud olnud. Tema oli seal
ja Lydia oli seal. Silas was there.
Milline
kogudus. Luke, Timothy.
Silas, Lukas, Timoteus.
Well done, you're so wonderful. And Paul was preaching with bandages.
Ja Paulus jutlustas kandes ise sidemeid.
And now he said, now I'll go.
Ja ta ütles, vot nüüd ma lähen siis.
And he left the town.
Ja ta lahkus linnast.
To go to the next riot.
Et minna järgmisesse vastuhakuprotsessi, ja? Mässu.
Yes, he did. He went from riot to riot.
Ta läks ja ühest mässust teise.
Which makes us realize what a wonderful preacher he was.
Mis paneb meid tegelikult mõistma, kui võrratu jutlustaja ta
on. Oh, that we could preach like him and produce a riot.
Kui me vaid suudaks jutlustada nii nagu tema ja tekitada mässu.
Amen, amen. Well, that's the chapter. And if you want to know how to start a church, that's how to start a church.
Nii, et see on see peatükk siis. Ja kui sa tahad teada, kuidas kogudust alustada, siis siit saad teada.
How do you start a church? Look at it again.
Kuidas alustada kogudust?
You are led by the Holy Spirit.
Sa oled Jumala vaimust juhitud.
You keep a quiet place in your heart.
Sa pead ühte vaikset paika oma südames.
You recognize the devil and resist him.
Sa tunned ära saatana töö ja seisad talle vastu.
You change the customs of the people by your teaching.
Ja oma õpetusega muudad inimeste kombeid.
You sing in your prison.
Ja sa laulad oma vanglas olles.
You praise God with all your heart.
Sa kiidad Jumalat kogu südamest.
And God is the one who confirms you.
Ja Jumal on see, kes kinnitab sind.
Sometimes we are called to stay in prison for 20 years.
Vahel on Jumal meid kutsunud jääma 20 aastaks sinna vanglasse.
Watchman Nee died in prison.
Who died?
Watchman Nee, a famous
Watchman
Chinese
Nee, keegi
Christian.
Kuulus väga kuulus Hiina kristlane, ta suri vanglas.
Some don't die.
Mõned ei sure.
In prison. But God is with us wherever we are.
Aga Jumal on koos meiega igal pool, kus me oleme.
Some experience healing, some don't.
Mõned kogevad tervenemist, mõned mitte.
God does miracles, but they're miracles according to his will.
Jumal teeb imesid, aga need imed on tema tahte järgi.
We rejoice, Paul says, whether it be by life or by my death.
Aga meie rõõmustame, nagu Paulus ütleb, kas siis elus või surmas.
Amen.
Olgu see tulevik siis elu või surm.
Let's pray.
Palvetame.
Father, we come to you.
Isa, me tuleme sinu juurde.
To rejoice. To rejoice.
Et rõõmustada.
Lord, you know the prisons that people are in.
Issand, sina tead neid vanglaid, milles inimesed on.
Lord, they are real, they're not easy.
Nad on reaalsed, need vanglad, need ei ole kerged.
But Lord,
aga Issand,
we exalt you.
Me tõstame sind kõrgeks.
We praise you.
Me kiidame sind.
You are our God.
Sina oled meie Jumal.
Lord, you set the boundaries of our lives.
Sina oled meie elude piirid paika
pannud. Financial boundaries.
Finantslikud piirid.
Physical boundaries, what we can do, what we can't do.
Füüsilised piirid, mida me võime teha, mida mitte.
You have set those boundaries.
Sina oled need paika pannud.
So that we may glorify you.
Nõnda, et me võiks austada sind.
And praise you and find you here and now.
Kiita sind ja leida sind siin ja praegu.
In our prison.
Meie enda vanglas.
Now, Lord, come.
Nüüd issand, tule.
Come to each one to change every heart.
Tule iga ühe juurde, muuda igat südant.
To give joy to every soul.
Anna rõõmu igale hingele.
Oh Jesus, we rejoice this afternoon.
Jeesus, me rõõmustame
It's
täna.
It's a choice, Lord, we rejoice.
See on meie otsus, me rõõmustame.
We choose to worship you.
Me otsustame kiita sind.
We choose to follow you.
Otsustame järgida sind.
We choose to give you our lives.
Ja otsustame anda sulle oma
elu. To surrender to you.
Et alistuda sulle.
To praise you.
Ja kiita sind.
Be glorified.
Ole sina austatud.
Fill us, Lord, with your spirit.
Täida meid, issand, oma vaimuga.
That we may glorify you.
Et me võiks austada sind.
Whether it be by life or by death.
Kas olgu see siis elu või surma kaudu?
Oh Lord, shake this place.
Issand, raputa seda kohta.
Shake it.
Raputa seda.
Lord, shake it, but there'll be trouble. Let this place be shaken.
Issand, raputa seda kohta. Las siin tulla probleemid.
Let Jesus be glorified.
olgu Jeesus austatud.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Aitäh, Jeesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.